Back in the day when my girls were born, it was not easy to share photos and videos with loved ones, but you have a fantastic option available, the Family Album app. The Family Album app was created in 2015 and has operated in the long term to give parents a secure and easy way to share photos and videos with loved ones. It's a totally secure personal haven for your family's memories. I love that there's no third-party ads, no unwanted eyes. Now let me share some of the great features that make the Family Album app a go-to app. First off, the app automatically sorts photos and videos by month, allowing you to swipe back in time and see how your child has grown. No more scrolling through endless feeds or searching through folders. Another cool feature about the Family Album app is you can order 8 free photo prints every month to be delivered to your home. It's really nice to have some tangible pictures to hold onto or share to document each month of your baby's life. Plus, the Family Album app has unlimited storage and it is totally free. Yes, you heard that right. No more worrying about running out of space or being bombarded by ads when you're just trying to relive those heartwarming moments. So if you are still trying to use other messaging apps for your kids' photos, it is time to level up your family photo game with a free photo sharing app. Head over to the App Store today, search Family Album, it's all one word, download the app, and start creating a legacy of love one photo at a time. It is allergy season. What can you do while you're pregnant to help with those pesky seasonal allergies? Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. If you're having a baby in the hospital, you are giving birth in a system that too often takes away power from women over what happens in their own bodies. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a practicing board certified OBGYN who's had the privilege of helping well over 1,000 babies into this world. I've been a doctor for over 20 years, and I'm here to help you take back your power, advocate for yourself, and have the beautiful pregnancy and birth that you deserve. This podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello there. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Whether this is your first time listening or you've been here before, I'm so glad you're spending some time with me today. This is a shorty episode. In these shorty episodes, I talk about a topic that doesn't need a full length to cover, or say what's on my mind, or I answer a listener question. And today we are talking about seasonal allergies. Every spring I ask, what did I do wrong in my life to be so aggressively assaulted by pollen? I have a really terrible time with those seasonal allergies. And I hate to tell you this, but if you normally have issues with seasonal allergies, then they might get worse while you're pregnant. Not the case for everyone. They could also stay the same, or for a few, they may get better, but they may actually get worse. And now is the time to arm yourself with information so they just don't completely overwhelm you. Now, before we talk about allergies, I do have a huge favor to ask. Will you please leave a review of the podcast in Apple Podcast? Those reviews are so important to help the show to grow, and they also help keep the show freely available and with as few ads as possible. So if you like this show, please leave a 5-star review in Apple Podcast. I would really, 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 really appreciate it. Okay, let's talk about what you can do to manage those seasonal allergies. And I'm going to start with things that are not medication first and then move to the medications last. So the first one is to, and this sounds pretty straightforward and like common sense, but try to avoid the triggers. So you know, during the spring, even though the weather's nice, maybe you want to open the windows. Actually, keep those windows closed during high pollen seasons. And typically your local news station will tell you when the pollen is high. Like for example, during the spring, our local news station gives an estimate of how high the pollen is, whether it's extremely high, you know, low, moderate, medium, all of those things. So keep an eye with your local news station or their website. They can tell you how high the pollen is. During those times, keep your windows closed and maybe avoid outdoor activities during peak pollen times. It's often higher in the early morning and then also higher in the late afternoon. Another thing that you can do that can be really, really helpful is nasal saline irrigation. Rinsing your nasal passages with saline solution, that's just salt water spray, can really help alleviate nasal congestion. It can really reduce the need for medications. And this is very safe. It's just salt water and one of those little nasal spray bottles that you can get in the grocery store over the counter. And you can use that as often during the day as you want to. Another non-medication approach is a humidifier. So a humidifier can help alleviate allergy symptoms by maintaining optimal humidity levels inside your house, okay? And the reason that it's beneficial is that it can, with that humidity, it can help keep your nasal passages nice and moist. Dry air can lead to irritation and dryness in the nasal passages, and that can make you more susceptible to allergens. When you use a humidifier, it may help maintain moisture in the air, and that'll help prevent the drying out of your nasal passages and reduce the likelihood of irritation. Proper humidity levels can also help alleviate nasal congestion. The air soothes the nasal passages when it's moist and it makes it easier to breathe. It reduces that discomfort associated with congestions when you have that nice moist air. Humidifiers can help minimize the concentration of airborne allergens like dust mites and pet dander and pollen that gets in the house. The moisture in the air can cause the particles to settle, so that makes them less likely to become airborne and flying around and trigger those allergic reactions. And then finally, humidifiers can help with soothing irritated throat and eyes. Dry air can contribute to throat irritation, dry, itchy eyes, and humidifiers can help maintain that moisture level again in the air that provides relief to those sensitive areas. Well, hello there. Today, I want to highlight an eye-opening documentary for anyone interested in the journey of childbirth, The Business of Being Born, available on Informed Pregnancy Plus. This powerful film delves into the contemporary childbirth experience in the United States, comparing natural births, midwives, epidurals, and cesarean sections. It's an enlightening exploration produced by Ricky Lake, aimed at uncovering the maternity care system and encouraging a dialogue about your birth choices. Informed Pregnancy Plus brings this critical conversation to your living room. For less than 25 cents a day, you'll unlock the documentary among a treasure trove of other resources designed to empower and inform you from fertility through parenting. Embrace an informed and empowered journey to parenthood with Informed Pregnancy Plus. Start with the business of being born today at informedpregnancy.tv. And for a limited time, you can access this and more for free. Just visit informedpregnancy.tv to sign up. Remember, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to bringing new life into this world. Now, it's really important when you have a humidifier that you take good care of it and you use it in the most effective way, because actually excessive humidity, too much humidity, can create an environment that's conducive to mold, and that's going to make your allergy symptoms worse. So you definitely want to regularly clean and disinfect your humidifier to prevent the growth of mold and bacteria. Just follow the manufacturer's instructions for that. And you can monitor humidity levels with something called a hygrometer. They're really cheap on Amazon. They're like 10 bucks. You can just order one of those. The recommended humidity level should be anywhere in the range of 30 to 50%. And then if you can, use distilled water in the humidifier. That will help minimize the risk of spreading any impurities into the air. Okay, so the last thing I want to talk about is medications to help reduce the symptoms from those seasonal allergies. The first one I'm going to talk about is inhaled corticosteroids. The most common ones are Flonase, another one is Nasacort. And those inhaled steroids are generally considered safe during pregnancy. They're nice because you really only get the medication in your nose. It doesn't really go through your whole bloodstream. Now, Flonase Flonase is a little bit better than Nasacort. Flonase helps with itchy eyes and some of those eye symptoms a little bit better than Nasacort, but both of them are acceptable. I personally like Flonase. Some people say it smells like flowers. I've never really experienced that smell, but some people say it smells like flowers. There's also a generic available of Flonase. It's called Fluticasone, and that generic is perfectly reasonable as well. Now, if you ever look up the category of Flonase, and medications in pregnancy receive a category letter, and it's category C, which means that animal studies have shown adverse effects on an animal fetus, but there are limited human studies and the potential benefits may outweigh the risk. And I will say that typically in the animal studies, it's way, 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 way more than you would get in the human doses. And again, the Flonase really only acts in your nasal passages, so that makes it, you know, less likely to get into your system. And I have no affiliation or anything with any of these medicines. I'm just listing them in the order that I think works great to start with. Now, next up is antihistamines, and those are going to be things like Claritin, which is loratadine, and so I get these generics always mixed up. Zyrtec, which is cetirizine. Those are both safe in pregnancy. Those are both considered category B, which means that animal studies have not shown any risk to an animal fetus, and there are no well-controlled human studies or animal studies that have shown any adverse effect that was confirmed in a human study. I know that was a lot, but it's category B. And you can use these every day. They're typically taken on a daily basis when you have those symptoms. These are the non-sedating antihistamines. Benadryl is also an antihistamine, but that's sedating. So Claritin and Zyrtec are the non-sedating antihistamines, generally considered safe in pregnancy. So if the Flonase isn't working, then you can add the Claritin or Zyrtec to it as well. And again, although these medicines are taken orally, so they do get throughout your entire bloodstream system, they are considered a category B medicine, which is safe during pregnancy. Now, next up is decongestants. A lot of tongue twisters in this episode. So decongestants such as Sudafed, which is pseudoephedrine, and that can help, but we really only want to use that sparingly. Decongestants can restrict blood flow, and that can potentially restrict blood flow to the baby. So we definitely don't use those in the first trimester, but they can be used later on for short periods of time. You do not want to use decongestant nasal sprays like Afrin. They also can constrict blood vessels, and they have this rebound effect where if you use them too frequently and then you stop, you have this kind of rebound worsening of your symptoms where they're even worse than before you use the medication. So just use decongestants sparingly, I will say. And then in very, very, very severe instances, if people have really, really, really terrible seasonal allergies, allergy shots may be considered, but that's something that you are going to do in consultation with an allergy specialist. All right, so there you have it. Please, again, do me a favor and leave me an honest review in Apple Podcast. If you honestly love the show, then a 5-star review would be really, really appreciated. I would so, so appreciate it. It's really, really helpful to me and helpful to other pregnant folks as well. So that is it for this episode. Do come on back next week and remember that you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.